Lessons from the Book of Mormon, Cultivating Righteousness, by Elder Marcus B. Nash of the 70. As we live righteously and walk humbly, the love of God will refresh our souls and increase our ability to endure to the end. We are commanded to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, 3 Nephi chapter 13, verse 33. Nephi saw our day and prophesied that the covenant people of the Lord would prevail because they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. 1 Nephi chapter 14, verse 14. See also 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 17 through 28. This description of our day indicates a connection between righteousness and the manifestation of God's power in our lives. Because the righteous are favored of God, see 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 35, and are nourished, strengthened, and given means by Him to accomplish His will, see 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3, we should earnestly strive to cultivate righteousness. Alma chapter 60 recounts a period of war, trial, and iniquity not unlike our day. Captain Moroni and his armies, weakened by the iniquity of their nation, had suffered great loss, knowing that they would not triumph or even survive without the Lord's sustaining power. Moroni wrote Pahoran, the chief judge, and urged him to do what was necessary for the Nephites to be sustained by the Lord. Moroni reminded Pahoran that the inward vessel shall be cleansed first, and then shall the outer vessel be cleansed also, verse 23, and urged him to make use of the means which the Lord has provided for us to be up and doing, verses 21 and 24. When Pahoran requested assistance to accomplish these tasks, Moroni quickly came to his aid. In order to succeed in any meaningful endeavor, we too must, 1. Cleanse the inner vessels of our homes and our lives, and 2. Be up and doing in making use of the means provided to us by the Lord. As we do so, we will be armed with righteousness and with the power of God. Cleanse the inner vessel. The process of cleansing ourselves includes being careful, 1. To touch not the unclean thing, Moroni chapter 10, verse 30, which suggests that we avoid any contact with filth and sin, including that in music, in the media, and on the internet, and 2. To strip ourselves of all uncleanness, Mormon chapter 9, verse 28, which means we must repent of any sins we have committed. These phrases are instructive. It is preferable and easier to touch not the filth, and it is much more painful and difficult to strip it from us once we have touched it. Regardless, we must be clean, and as we repent of all our sins and live the gospel, we will be cleansed through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Be up and doing. The means the Lord has given us to address today's challenges is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and only through the atonement of Christ and by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel can we be saved. The Lord's teachings, when He visited the Nephites, suggest 5 basic elements of these laws and ordinances. See 3 Nephi, chapter 27, verses 13 through 22. First, we understand that we are children of God and will one day, through the resurrection of Christ, stand before the Savior to be judged of our works, whether they be good or evil. This sobering truth should lend perspective to our daily decisions. Second, we exercise faith in Christ unto the repentance of all our sins. We must believe and trust in His atoning sacrifice sufficiently to forsake our sins, changing our thoughts, feelings, and conduct to conform to His standards. We will do so when we have a witness through the Spirit that living the standards of the gospel will bring us the happiness we desire, and that not living them will bring us misery. Third, we receive all the ordinances of the gospel, beginning with baptism and continuing through the temple ordinances. Each gospel ordinance is connected to covenants that put our lives in order so the power of godliness may be manifest. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 20 through 21. As we endure in keeping these covenants and obeying God's commandments, He fulfills His promises and fills us with His Spirit. Fourth, from the time of our confirmation following baptism, we receive the Holy Ghost. Speaking to our mind and heart, the Holy Ghost testifies of truth. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 14, John chapter 16, verse 13. Guides us in wisdom's paths that we may be blessed, prospered, and preserved. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 36. And brings the cleansing, healing, and sanctifying power of the atonement into our lives. Hence, the companionship of the Holy Ghost is integral to our being strengthened by the Lord. Fifth, we strive to remember the Savior always and follow His example in all things. As we do these things, we become guiltless and spotless. The power of the gospel is available to the righteous, those who, in their albeit imperfect way, are nevertheless up and doing in living the gospel. Lehi is a good example. When he walked in vision through a dark and dreary waste, he prayed unto the Lord. He then saw a tree whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 10. When he partook of the fruit, he found it to be most sweet. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 11. Indeed, it filled his soul with joy. With the taste fresh on his lips, he desired that his family join him in partaking of the fruit. Then he noted a rod of iron that, if grasped continually, would lead those seeking the fruit to the tree. See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 12 through 19. Thus we learn that praying, tasting the fruit of God's love, seeking to unite our family in gospel living, and holding to the Word of God are important priorities in living the gospel and cultivating righteousness. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 25. The basis of a righteous life. In 1999, church members received a letter from the First Presidency outlining similar priorities. The home, this inner vessel of society and of the Lord's church, is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place or fulfill its essential functions in carrying forward parents' God-given responsibility to teach children the gospel. In this letter, parents and children are instructed to give highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study and instruction, and wholesome family activities. Faithful adherence to these priorities will increase the capacity of parents and children to more completely live the gospel. Tasting the pure love of Christ. Finally, a key principle. The power to endure in living righteously comes as we receive the love of God, which is most joyous to the soul. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 22 through 23. We experience His love as we yield our hearts to Him. See Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. Place the affection of our hearts on Him forever. See Alma chapter 37, verse 36. And love Him with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. See Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. This love, charity, will be bestowed upon all who are true followers of Jesus Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. See also verses 45 through 47. As we live righteously and walk humbly, the love of God will refresh our souls as living water in a parched desert and fuel our ability to endure to the end. Because Captain Moroni and Pahoran cleansed the inner vessel and were up and doing in using the means provided by the Lord, they and their people were armed with righteousness and the Spirit and power of God. As a result, they triumphed and established peace in the land. The Lord invites each of us to follow this pattern of righteousness so that we may likewise be blessed, preserved, and strengthened by a loving, merciful Father in heaven. Helps for home evening. 1. Consider having each family member draw an outline of your home. Read the section, The Basis of a Righteous Life, then draw pictures inside the home portraying the activities described. Discuss how these activities increase our capacity to more completely live the gospel. 2. For families with young children, put a wrapped piece of candy just beyond the reach of each child. Have them use their resources to try to get it. Share the story of Captain Moroni asking for help from Pahoran. Discuss how to make use of the means which the Lord has provided for us to be up and doing. Alma chapter 60, verses 21 and 24. Conclude by reading the last paragraph of the article. End of the article, Lessons from the Book of Mormon, Cultivating Righteousness, by Elder Marcus B. Nash of the 70.